Hello, friends. Pastor Renee here, happy to have an opportunity to say a bit about today's scripture before the teaching. I was so glad to hear that Valerie chose this from the lectionary, as it is one of those passages that I believe church leaders should be challenged by frequently. In each generation and iteration of religious life, we develop patterns of faithfulness that nurture our community through holy practices. Peter and the leaders of the early church, faithful Jewish followers of Jesus the Messiah, observed the vital commandments that were the bedrock of their spiritual lives. We, the leaders in our own churches, have our own faithful patterns that shape our religious community. They are life-giving to us and have been to many generations before us. And at some point in our church life, God will likely prompt us to enlarge our understanding of God's chosen community. Sometimes it takes a vision or an object lesson that shakes us up a bit. Sometimes we meet someone different or observe the work of the Spirit in a new way. At various points, we all need eye-opening encounters that keep enlarging our hearts and our minds, just as these first followers of the Messiah were changed by a story of what Yahweh had done in people whose lifestyles looked quite unholy. Today, I invite you to listen with open hearts to what the Spirit might be saying to you through the scripture of how to open our religious selves, like the faithful Jews who first believed, to hear how our faithfulness might be transformed in new ways for people who do not look or act like us, the church. God has chosen communities of faithfulness, and we are grateful to those first Jewish followers who listened with open hearts to how God was expanding their tent. May we now, as religious leaders in our own time and place, be as open as these heroes of Hebrew faith were to what God is revealing to us now. And may Valerie's story of her own conversion remind you anew of the joy of salvation that God extends to each one of us. Amen.
Hello, New Covenant. This is Laura Lindemann, and I am with my mom, Linda Lindemann. We're going to read Acts 11, 1 through 18. The apostles and the believers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them?" Starting from the beginning, Peter told them the whole story. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it, and I saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds. Then I heard a voice telling me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' I replied, 'Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' Then the voice spoke from heaven a second time, 'Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.' This happened three times, and then it was all pulled up to heaven again."
Right then, the three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, "Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He will bring you a message through which you and all of your household will be saved." As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So if God gave them the same gift he gives us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way? When they heard this, they too had no further objections and praised God, saying, "So then, even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life." This so reminds me of a conversation of Carl Sandburg when he was interviewed by Edward R. Murrow. When Sandburg was asked, "What is the most despicable word in the English language?" And Sandburg replied, "Exclusive." Surely our God intends to exclude no one.